He said, the morning breeze has secrets to tell you. Do not go back to sleep. Do not go back to sleep. I'd like to see in the room here by a show of hands, how many people here awaken sometime between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, every morning? How many people? I would say about 80% of the hands in the room go up. Now, of those 80% of the people who raise their hands, if you have a digital clock by your bed, how many of you awaken at precisely the same time? 3:07, 3:13, 3:23, 1, 2, 3, about 20% of those. What is your time? Yeah. That's mine too. 3:13. You'll find yourself awakening and it'll be 3:13 is my time. Exactly. I awaken at that time virtually every single morning. Now the question is, what do you do with that? Now when you're my age, you just get up, you go pee, you come back, and that's your fourth time. No, that's not, I'm just kidding. But, or you just roll over, or you look at, let me get a couple of other times. I'm always interested. Yes. 3:33, wow, very powerful. Alignment. That's when numbers align like that, that's spirit speaking. Yes? 4:07, that's an interesting time also. Yeah? 3:45. So this is not an uncommon experience. And when I ask audiences that number in the thousands, I will still see almost every hand in the room go up. Now, I'm suggesting to you here that anything that happens with these kinds of numbers and with this kind of certainty on a regular basis is a part of the way that spirit speaks to us. It's an alignment. Now, I'd like you to know that the time that you are closest to God in your lifetime, every day, is between 3 and 4 a.m. once you're on that time zone. I find that it doesn't even matter if I've flown even all the way across the world, that I still find myself awakening at that particular time. My observation or my thoughts about this are that we awaken at the time because God or spirit or the highest part of ourselves is speaking to us. Rumi poetically says, the morning breeze has secrets to tell you. Do not go back to sleep. Now, the secrets that the morning breeze has to tell you could be anything. For those of you who are listening and haven't been able to find your purpose, who are struggling with it, who would like to feel more inspired in your life, more in spirit, more connected to God. And again, it's not going to be some job that you get. It's not going to be some person magically showing up in your life. It's going to be a new awareness that you start to see with a capital S in a way that you've never perhaps seen before. And the reason that you awaken between 3 and 4 o'clock on a consistent basis, and you'll start noticing it a lot now that this is pointed out to you, is that this is the time when the world that you are in the immediate vicinity of where you are, is most silent, is the quietest. And of course, in Miracles, it says the memory of God comes to the quiet mind. It cannot come where there is conflict. A mind at war with itself remembers not eternal gentleness. So we're talking here about the memory of your source, returning to the place from which you originated. That's what all those quotes that I just went through are about. Returning to your source. That's what the Tao taught 500 years before Christ appeared on this planet. That's what Patanjali taught. That's what all of the great spiritual teachings are. It's union with God. The scientists that I mentioned, the philosophers that I mentioned, the philanthropists that I mentioned, the great thinkers. All of these people are speaking about a union with God. You are closest to God when there is silence about you, when there's not so much distraction, when there's not so much noise, when there are not so many demands on you, when everyone else is asleep, when you go out into the morning, and even if you just stand on your porch and just feel yourself alone with your source. The writing of this book, Inspiration, I'd say 95% of it was done between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning. And I made a decision after reading that observation of Rumi's that when I awaken at 3:13, which was happening so frequently, and I found myself either going to the bathroom, coming back, or just rolling over and saying, well, I've got three more hours to, or whatever it is, to sleep, that I said to myself, the morning breeze, which is God, has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. What are these secrets? And I said to myself that what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my feet on the floor. And if my ego still says that you're going to go back to sleep, then go back to sleep, but you're going to have to sleep with your feet on the floor. And the first few days I did that because I just didn't want to shake those cobwebs out of my head. You know what that's like. And you don't want to know something. It has nothing to do with what time you go to bed. You can go to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening, or you can go to bed at 1. You're still going to awaken because you're being called to something. There's something there for you. And so after the first few days of just shaking it out of my head and getting rid of that, that sleepy kind of stuff that tells me to, you know, just sleep for, and I keep reminding myself, you got an eternity to sleep, a whole eternity ahead of you to sleep. While you're here, stay in the moment, stay awake as you can, sleep less, get the amount of sleep that you need, but don't tell yourself that you have to be sleeping 8, 9, 10 hours a night in order for you to feel good. That's just a belief system, and a belief is nothing more than a thought that you keep repeating to yourself. That's all a belief is. It's just a thought that you repeat over and over and over again. That's what our beliefs are. Thoughts that we continue to think. So start thinking different thoughts, and before you know it, you'll have a different belief, which is, I'll get up, if I get a little sleepy at 1 o'clock, I'll meditate for 20 minutes, and I'll get the equivalent of a night's sleep in 20 minutes. It's easy to do. I practice that all the time. So I'm a napper, and I just close my eyes and take in a couple of deep breaths and put my brain into alpha. In 10, 12, 15 minutes, I've got the equivalent of a whole night's sleep, and off I go again. And if I get sleepy again at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, just do that. Or it's like not having to live on some kind of prescribed schedule. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning now. Now I'm used to getting up at 3:13. And I get up, walk outside immediately, and just listen. And in the process of just listening and allowing, I walk past my writing table. Now, my writing table has all kinds of wonderful things on it. It has statues and crystals and books and all kinds of what I think of as high energy things, gifts that people have given me, thousands of books around it. It's just this beautiful place that I love being. And I find at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's an energy that as I walk by it, believe it or not, it draws me towards that writing table, that place where I write. I write by hand. I don't use computers and I don't use typewriters and so on. I just put my hand on the table. And almost every morning, I would find myself sitting there with these words coming through me, and I'm almost like the observer to what is going on, knowing that God writes all the books and delivers all the talks and builds all the bridges anyway. I've come to that conclusion that it's not me. I mean, the me that I think I am, this body. And there are moments at that time when, and I'll say to myself, where are these words coming from? I don't own these words. You ever do that when you start to write or when you're painting or when you're creating something and all of a sudden you realize that you're just an instrument that's being used. You're not what it is. Listen to Walt Whitman. Every man has a religion, has something in heaven or earth which he will give up everything else for, something which absorbs him, possesses itself of him, makes him over into its image. It may be something regarded by others as being very paltry, inadequate, useless, yet it is his dream, it is his lodestar, it is his master. That, whatever it is, seized upon me, made me its servant, its slave, induced me to set aside the other ambitions, a trail of glory in the heavens, which I followed with a full heart. When once I am convinced, I never let go. That's one of our great poets speaking about what it means to be in a place where you are allowing some kind of creativity to flow through you. And you don't have to be a writer or a musician or an artist. This can be about anything in your life. If you allow yourself to awaken when it's quiet, the memory of God comes to the quiet mind. It cannot come where there is conflict. What's it like at 7:30, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning? When you're on your way to work, when you're on the freeway, when you're getting your breakfast ready for your kids, when you're, you know, busy doing all of the kinds of things. It cannot come where there is conflict. Your life becomes filled with all this duality. And remember, duality, what Shankara said, duality is not real.